Vayemar Hashem al Avram. Hashem said to Avram, Lech lecha me'artzecha, go for your own sake from your land, from your milatecha, and from your birthplace, from your beis avicha, el ha'aretz asher arecha, to the land that I will show you. So Rashi teaches, Lech lecha, go for your own sake, lecha. That means lahana oscha l'tevoscha. It doesn't say lech, it says lech lecha. Lana oscha, for your own pleasure, l'tevoscha, and for your benefit. And what is the pleasure and what is this benefit? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there I'm going to make you for a great nation. Here you're not going to be zeichet to children, there you will be zeichet to children. And also, I will be mefarsing you, I will make you famous. So all the mefarshim ask the kasha, this is one of the nesiyanis of Avraham Avinu. One of the asar nesiyanis of Avraham Avinu was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, lech lecha, he picked himself up, left his family, left his birthplace, went to a totally foreign land. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises you, you're going to have children. Here you're not going to have children. There you will. Here you're not going to get rich. There you will get rich. Here you're not going to be famous. There you will be famous. So you're known for fame. You're known for fortune. So what was the big design over here? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was promising him tremendous things. So Chatzka Levenstein, in his Sefer Yad Yecheskel, he says, but the emphasis Rashi, a little bit later on here, says, the Eschol HaGoygadu, what were these brachas over here? Rashi says, why did he have to get these brachas? The Eschol HaGoygadu, I'll make you a great nation. Vavarechacha, I'll bless you with money. Vagadol Shemecha, I'll make you famous. Why these three brachas, Dr. Rashi? Vishahaderach Veremes L'Shleishat Barim. Travel causes three things. Mimaetas period of Arivia. Person that travels, he's not living with his wife, Keseder, so it's Mamayit in the period of Arivia. Umaetas Hasamamim, because if you're constantly traveling from place to place, you can't settle to work or to make investments. Umaetas Hasashem, if you're a constant sojourner, people don't know you, you're a stranger everywhere. So for this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I had to give him these specific brachas. So that answers this question, Dr. Kaskel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Lach Lecha, and there you'll be rich, and you have children. The seichel is ipcha mistaver. If the derech of travel causes not to have children, and if travel causes not to have mammon, and if travel causes not to be known, so how can a Kadosh Baruch Hu tell me lech lecha travel and you'll have all three things? It's keneged seichel. Afal pi kein, Avraham Avinu did not question, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu told him something which is not oilah seichel. Avraham Avinu went anyway, and since he went keneged seichel, that kufu was the sign. He didn't question. There's a word that I once heard from the book, Nizek Tzadik Lebron. A lot of times we see things that are just the opposite of what they should be. And we don't understand, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing this? So there's a pasuk that says, Simeni kachoysam al libecha. The simple pshat is that Knesset Yisrael says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, place me as a seal on your heart. But he types it differently. He says, a lot of times HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things that look the opposite of what makes sense. A seal that you stamp down, the tzura on the seal itself is the opposite. When you stamp it down on the paper, it comes out to be a straight tzura, a straight picture. Because Baruch Hu says, "Simeni kachoysam al libecha." Even though the stamp looks strange, it looks the opposite of what it should be. But if you stamp me down on your heart and you're really close to me, you'll see that eventually that which l'chatchila seems strange, that eventually will come out fine. Yeah, Avraham Avinu had reason to question me. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling me is the exact opposite of what Seichel dictates. Afal pi kein he followed, and that's considered one of the nesiyanos. Vayikach Avraham et Sarah yishtei. Ves loit ben achiv. Avraham took Sarah his wife, loit his nephew. Ves kol ruchushim asher ruchashu. He took all the ruchush, ves hanefesh asher asu b'choram. They set out to go to the land of Canaan, and they arrived in the land of Canaan. So I saw a kasha that's asked from Rav Moshe Yaakov Ribikov, who was known as the sandler, the shoemaker. I says, "Oh, Choshev Admoi, why does the Torah have to tell me over here? Avraham took Sarai, and he took Loit, and he took their rechush. Usually when a person travels, he takes his wife, and he takes his children, and he takes the people around him. Should have said, by Yitzchak Avraham, he self-understood that he went out together with his family. Why did the Torah have to tell us first he took Sarai, and he took Light, and he took the acquisitions and all the people there? Why does the Torah have to tell us that? So he says, "B'noyik sheba'aylam." If a person travels to a faraway, he's going to move to a faraway place. Say he gets a job somewhere on the West Coast. He's not going to move right away. First, he'll go out there himself. He'll check out the place. He'll find a nice house to live in, see what good neighbors there are. And after he sees that it's good and he's settled, he'll come back and he'll move with his entire family. But he's not going to move the entire family there right away without knowing where he's going to settle. The Torah is telling us over here that Avraham Avinu has such emunah b'tochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he didn't go out himself l'chatchila, that afterwards min sara. L'chatchila HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to him, right away he took Loi, he took Sarai and Loi, that's Kol Ruchushay, without asking any questions. This shows a tremendous emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayira Baretz, there was a hunger in the land. Vayera Avraham Mitzrayim Belogar Sham, and Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim to live there temporarily. Ki Chaved HaRov Baretz. Vayika Shehikrav Lovi Mitzrayim, when he came close, he told Sarai, I know that you're beautiful. I'm afraid the Mitzrayim will see you. They're going to want to take you and they'll kill me. Imri no achosia, say you're my sister. It'll be good for me because of you. The choysa nashi b'glovei. The Mefarshim asked the question, how can Avraham Avinu allow her to do this? Imri no achosia, she's an Eishes Ish. She's openly being mashal the Mitzrayim in an Isser of Eishes Ish. How could Avraham Avinu do this? So the Sifsei Chachomim answers that his kavana was she should say that she's his sister, but she has a husband somewhere overseas. In other words, the kavana was not to say this is my brother and I'm not married. The kavana was to say that I'm really married and I have a husband somewhere. This man here is not my husband. This man here is my brother. And that way, she'll say she's an Eishes Ish. They're not going to kill Avraham because he's not the husband that they have to kill. The husband's not here. This is what the Sifsei Chacham answers. By Shor Pshat brought down from the Sefer Imre Baruch, Hagoyin Baruch Avram Talidan, and he says the following. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim says that by Goyin, by Yidin, a person's Mekadosh and Ishu with Kedushin, he wants to part with her, he has to give her a get, because of all Sefer Krisos. What is it by the Goyin? He says, up to Rambam. And the Emes Aitia Eishas Chacham Kibrusha Shalom. By Goyim, that don't have the dinim of Gerish and Kedushin, when do they part? He says goodbye, let's part. Sends her out of the house. She says goodbye to him and that's it. That's the way it works by the Goyim. Because they don't have Gerish and Kedushin. And it's not only totally the man, it's totally whichever one of them wants to part, they could part. So he says that's the shot over here. When Avraham Avinu told Sarah, "Imi no achosi up." It's not just stop saying, I'm his sister. She's saying, I am just his sister. I'm saying goodbye to him. She said goodbye to him. Now we're only related. And Mimela, we're separating. Now she's free. So it wasn't just that she was making up a Bubba Meiser. By saying that he is my brother, that's all he is. He's my relative and nothing else we have parted. So what's the purpose of the giving of the Matanis? The purpose of the giving of the Matanis was it was the minig in those days. That when someone married a woman, he would give presents to her parents, give presents to the family. So giving them matanas would just corroborate that they had parted, and I'm just now a regular member of the family, and therefore he'd be willing to accept matanas just to make sure that they know that they're not married. It says in the passage, "Vayhi riv ben royeh mikne Avram, ben royeh mikne light." There was an argument between the shepherds of Avraham Avinu and the shepherds of Light. Vayomer Avraham el Light, and Avraham said to Light, "Alma sihi meriva beini uveinecha. Let there not be an argument between me and you, uvein royayu uvein royecha, between my shepherds and your shepherds." So you saw a very nice diuk that the Al Shech HaKadosh makes and the Shaloh HaKadosh makes the same diuk. The pasuk starts out saying vayhi riv. It calls the argument a riv. But then when Avraham Avinu tells Lot, let there not be an argument, he doesn't say, Al lo tehi riv beinenu. He says, Al lo tehi meriva beinenu. Why in the beginning does it call it a riv, which is l'chayr l'ashn zachar, and after it's meriva, is a l'ashn nekeva. So both the Shaloh HaKadosh and Al Shech HaKadosh, they say similar verita. They say like this. A lot of times an argument starts out with one point. There's a basic point of contention, and this one says is, his way and this one says his way. But as the argument gets heated, it starts adding more and more. You know, and you did this avodah to me once upon a time, and you did that to me, and they might insult each other, and that's going to be more and more argument, and the thing gets more heated up and heated up and heated up, and there's a lot of issues now that they have to fight over. She says, that's the Teva B'nai Adam. Teva B'nai Adam is, it starts out as a riv, Loshen Zachar. There's one point of contention. The riv is in a cave, and the cave gives birth to more things, right? So Avraham Avinu said, you know, before the argument gets any further, before this riv turns into a meriva, which is a Loshen Akeva, let's park right here. But that's the Teva of argument. It starts with a little thing, and with a genuine point of contention, and then it gives birth to a lot more points of contention. That's why the Torah says at the end, Meriba. The Ben Yehoyada says a very nice part regarding this. It says, there's a Gemara in Masechtas Chulin that says, Ein ha'olam iskayim. The world stands, al mishabolam atzmai be'es Meriba. Someone that holds back his mouth at a time of an argument, the world stands on him. Shenemar, toila eretz al belima. Literally, it means Hashem hangs the world on nothing. It's suspended in midair. But toila eretz al belima mishabolam is atzmai be'es Meriba. It's up the Ben Yahya, the beautiful pshat. What's your toila pin be'es Meriba? There's a difference between riv and Meriba. Riv, when somebody insults me, I have nothing to say to him. He tells me something that's wrong with me. And he's a good guy, he has avodah zarah, and I can't say anything back to him. That's a riv that can't lead to any more arguments. A meriva is if he tells me something and I have something to answer him back, you, this and this, and that could lead to more argument. So if it's a riv where I can't say anything to begin with, there's no big godless on my part. There's nothing for me to say. I got my mouth closed. There's no big godless. But if it's a meriva, where it's possible to give birth to more, and I could really say more things, and then I hold back my mouth, that kind of a person is someone that the world stands on. That's a nice vart from both the Shavuot HaKadosh and the Al-Shar HaKadosh. Vayishma Avram ki nishba achiv, in the Melchama between the four kings against the five kings, Vayove HaPolit, the refugee came, that's Oyg Melech HaBashan, and he told Avram, Ki Nishba Achiv, that his brother, which means his relative, his nephew Loit, was taken captive. Vayorek Eschanichav, and he mobilized his troops, Yilidei Beisai, those that were born in his house, Shmoina Osir Shloish Meis, Vayirdei Vadon, he chased them all the way till Dan. The simple shot of the pasuk is that Avram Avinu went to save Loit. He had promised him, wherever you'll be, I'll come to your aid. And he went to fight against the Malachim to save Loit. But there's a kasha asked over here. It's a little bit strange. I mean, what gave Avram Avinu the right to risk his life for this? I mean, Taki is very good. He cares about his relative. But to go and put himself in a sakana like that, who says he had a right to do that? Who says he was allowed to do it? This is a question that's asked. Also, the lashon of the pasuk, it says that the Malachim took es Loit, Be'es Rechushai, Ben Achi Avram. They took Loit and his belongings, the nephew of Avram. The pasuk doesn't make sense. It should say, they took Loit, Ben Achi Avram. They took Loit, the nephew of Avram, Be'es Rechushai. Why does it say they took Loit, Be'es Rechushai, Ben Achi Avram? What's the pshat in that? So, I saw it brought down in Sefer Teferes HaMelech. That's Rav Tzvi HaMelech Waxman, lives here in town, has a beautiful sefer on Chumash, and he brings down a Medrash Rabbah, that Avram Avinu didn't stand go just to save Loit. The Medrash says, Avram said, let me go, and I want to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, and I'm willing to get killed, Al Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Mashpo, we hear that besides saving Loit, there was an Indian of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. What was this Indian of Kiddush Shem Shemayim? So he brings down a pshat, from the Belz Rebbe of Yeshua of Belz, who quotes a Niflidik Medrash. Never heard this Medrash before. It's a fascinating Medrash. The Medrash says, and I saw this after once, I saw it in a different sefer also, a similar pshat also brings down the Medrash. So he says the following. We know that Nimrod and Avram were adversaries, whereas Nimrod wanted to make people forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu, the whole tachlis of his life, was to spread the word about HaKadosh Baruch Hu to all the Bnei Yadam. And Nimrod hated Avram, and Avram fought against Nimrod. So the Medrash tells us that one time Nimrod visited Avram, and he was a guest by Avram for a period of about a month. And Avram was machmir sereich him, and Avram fed him, and he gave him room and lodge. And after a month, Nimrod had to go. So he tells Avram, goodbye, thank you so much for your services, it was so nice. So Avram tells him, wait a minute, wait, you can't just go, you have to pay. You have to pay. Everybody says you're the biggest machnas reyach, you know, and here you make me pay. So he says, I'm a machnas reyach for people. But you claim you're a god, I'm not machnas reyach. God takes care of himself. For a god, I'm not machnas reyach. So he says, okay, fine, how much do I have to pay? So Avraham Avinu makes a cheshbon and it gives him this exorbitant amount of the millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. She goes, what? It's ridiculous. This is stealing. This is Xayla. How do you dare charge me such a thing? So Avraham says, it's all peed in. Because whenever guests came to me, whatever I gave them, they gave me a bracha, may God repay you double of what you gave us. She says, now that you're here, I made a cheshbon of all the expenses of all the guests, and now you're mechuyev to pay me back double. You know? So what do you mean? Says, what happens if I'm not going to pay? I told him, if you don't pay, I'll take away side your wagon and side your horse and everything that Vaisis Avraham Avinu was able to handle. He wasn't afraid of him. He had a kayach, because Baruch Hu, he was confident. I'll take everything away. So he says, fine, I'll pay, but I don't have any money on me. Let me go home, I'll bring you money, and I'll come and pay you. She says, what? You don't have any money on you? By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Li HaKesef, Li HaZov, Lo HaShem. I own all the money in the world. And you claim that you're a god, you don't have any money. He says, no, I'm not letting you go. He says, what do you want me to do? So he says, if you sign a document that I disavow anything that I've said until now about being a god, and I'm really not a god, I'm just a plain person, you know, then I'll be willing to let you go. So Nimrod Bal Korach was forced to sign the document that everything that he said until now is not true. He signs it with his name, with his signature, and Avraham Avinu let him go. So Fashteitza, that Avraham Avinu ever since then showed everybody this document that this Nimrod that was claiming to be this big god, he himself signed, he's Moed HaLem, this is not true. Who are the kings over here that captured Lot? Rashi brings that on Raphael, that is Nimrod. When the Medrash tells us when he came to Lot and he captured Lot, this was a big treasure, because Lot looked exactly like Avraham Avinu. And he went around parading him and saying, take a look, I caught Avraham Avinu. Avraham claims that Hashem is on his side. Take a look, I have it in my hands now. I have everything. That's why the Pasuk says he took Lot, the es rechush. What was the rechush? That he was ben achi Avraham. That he was related to Avraham and he looked like Avraham. That was the big rechush. That was the big catch over here that Nimrod had. And he went around parading him to everybody. Vayishma Avraham ki nishba achiv. He heard that his brother, his relative who looks like him, was captured. And this is being used now to negate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now he went to be moisten that Rishal Kiddush Hashem. It wasn't just to save Lot personally, but Lot was a chitimtza of means. If he would get back Lot, that would take away Chilul Hashem in the world. For Chilul Hashem to be Mekadosh and Shemayim, for that, he was willing to do it. And this answers another question, which I mentioned in the past, this question. It says, by Yahweh HaPolit, the refugee came, by Yomer Avram HaIvri. He said to Avram HaIvri, this is the only place that Avram HaIvri was known as Avram HaIvri. Like, why all of a sudden over here is he known as Avram HaIvri? Because the Shtel Tzach HaKash, the Satmar Rebbe says, Shtel Tzach HaKash, why in the world did the poet that I think that Avraham's going to go fight? He'll go fight, he'll get killed, and I'll take his wife. Sugar, what made him think such a thing? I hear that someone in China, that the Chinese, they took my cousin captive. Okay, I'm going to go fight them right now, I'll take them on. Sugar, what made the poet think that Avraham is going to go fight? The terrorists is like, I'm going to love Avraham. That Avraham Avinu was willing to take on the world of Shem Shemayim. Why is he called Avraham HaIvri? Avraham be'ever echad, v'chol ha'olam be'ever sheni. Avraham Avinu was willing to stand against the entire world to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And the poet knew this, that the minute he hears what's happening, he's going to go fight. And maybe he told him this, hoping that he would be killed and he would be able to take Sarah. This is a shtickle that he says, well, that was the heter for him to go. He wasn't stop going to save someone. He was going to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Hussein goes on to say afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu outside. And he said, look up to Shemayim, Uspiras Apricholim, count the stars, and Tuchalusbar, if you can count them. And Tuchalusbar is son. Yomer Hashem said to him, so your children will be. What did he want over here? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to show him? So I saw a beautiful shot. Shem the Rechaim, the Halo the Rechaim, Chaim Santu, Zechetzadu, Kodesh Lebracha. He says, stars from our vantage point are very little. But someone that's up there is able to see their size. It's tremendously big. He says, that's the Mikhal Yisrael is. If you look at them down here in the world, they look very small. They're small in number. They're not a powerful nation. They don't, to people, they seem, to the nations here, they seem very weak. But the way they look at us up in Shemayim, they look at us as a tremendous people. Over there, they look at us, they see a different view up there. Also, over here we do little actions. We wake up in the morning, we wash the tilas yadayim. Okay? It's a little thing, it seems like a little thing to us. We make a bracha, so he said a bracha on something. It looks like a little thing. Up in Shemayim, what a bracha accomplishes, so much in the Lomas Eliyayim. So not only is Klal Yisrael, even though they're small down here, but up there, they're gigantic. They're little actions down here. The smallest minig Yisrael, which down here looks like a little thing, up there in Shemayim, it has tremendous effect. It carries a tremendous, tremendous hashpah. Pasuk goes on to say, Achar HaDvarim Ha'elu, after the Melchama with the Dal of Melachim, Hoyadvar Hashem al Avram b'machaz aleimor, Hashem spoke to Avram in a dream, in a vision, saying, Al tira Avram, don't be afraid, Avram. Anoichi magin lach, I will be a shield for you. Schor chahar b'mai. So Rashi brings down the Medrash. Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling this to Avram? Because after he was in that seich over the Dal of Melachim, Avram Avinu was afraid he had his entire sky down here. So Avram Avinu told him, Al tira Avram, Anoichi magin lach, I will be a shield for you. Schor chahar b'mai. So Shtalzim the Kashi, Avraham Avinu goes out to fight against the Malachim. He did it on Lefi, the simple shot to save light. And Lefi, the shot that we just said, he did it to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. So he lost all of his schar. He got all of his schar with that alone. Like, what was Avraham Avinu thinking? Why was he afraid? If anything, he should have thought that, I went out to fight Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, I'm going to get a lot more schar. The schar is that you were victorious. Being victorious was being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Why in the world should Avraham Avinu lose all of his schar? Because he was victorious over here. So I saw maybe the Kipshat. Tzadikim, they're always choshing themselves of having the wrong ulterior motives. Avraham Avinu over here was afraid. Takai went out l'shem Shemayim. But maybe deep down inside, there was that feeling that I'm going to be victorious, and I'm going to be famous, and I'm going to be Menatzeach over the Malachim. And he was afraid that that might really be his motivation. And now that he got the covet, which he Taka did, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that the whole Melchama was a plan of Hashem to make him famous throughout the world. So now that he got the covet, and now that he became famous, so he thought, that kufa is the schar. Right? Tzadikim rogs choshing themselves. For that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you don't have to worry. I know that you meant it l'shem Shemayim, and the fact that you were Menatzeach, the fact that now you're famous, that's not going to take away from your schar. But that's the Yisrael Gadol. Tzadikim, they can go out l'shem Shemayim, be Mekadosh l'shem Shemayim, but maybe deep down inside I meant it for the Netzachim, and I got what I wanted. So that's it, I'm not going to get anymore, I'm not going to get my Chayil G'noi L'mabah. Satmar Rebbe, Zeichetzadu B'Kodesh L'Bracha, he once called a Havganah, he called a demonstration against the Israeli government. There was a whole gathering there, hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of people near the United Nations. I forgot already what the issue was. And before the demonstration, he's pacing back and forth. It looks like he was very nervous. So when Makurev of the Rebbe went over to him and asked the Rebbe, I see that the Rebbe's nervous. Is he masukik if he's doing the right thing? He says, Chas v'shalom, I'm never doing the right thing. But I'm nervous, maybe I'm not doing it l'shem Shemayim. Maybe I'm doing it because I want the power of being Menatzeach over them. I have to be bothered, what is my inner kavanah? That was the purity. That's exactly what happened over here with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was afraid that maybe my kapana was to be menatzeach, to be victorious. And maybe that was my schar and I lost it down here. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Al tira Avraham, tzor v'har b'noid. The last thing I'd like to say is a very nice pshat, also from the Sefer Teferes Elimelech. The pasuk says, Avraham ben Tishim v'teisha shana, b'himoyloi b'sarar losei. Avraham Avinu was 99 years old when he had his bris milah. So all the mefarshim asked the question, we know that Avraham Avinu was mekayem kol ha'Torah kula. So why did he wait for HaKadosh without a tzibur? He was mekayem kol ha'Pesach, he was mekayem matzah. Kol ha'Torah kula, even mitzvahs d'rabbanan. So bris milah, which is the greatest of mitzvahs, why did he wait till HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to do this? Why did he do it before him? So there's many truths that are given. I just want to say this, Teretz. Sefer Teferes HaMelech is Mataris al Pi the Gro in next week's parasha. Next week's parasha says, Vayera Elav Hashem Ve'eloinei Mamre, Hashem appeared to him in the plains of Mamre. Kushin Osim Le'etza Alam Mila. Mamre gave him an Eitza to do a Bris Mila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Avram to do the Bris Mila, and he goes and asks Anar Eshkol and Mamre whether to do it or not. What's the pshat? So the Vilna Gaon in next week's parasha says that Avram Avinu knew that he was attracting people, Tachas Kanfei Hashkina, because the ways of the Goyim, the way the Zoros were Achzorian. People used to take their children and shech them and macker them into the fire to the Goyim. Mamish Achzorius. Avraham Avinu here is preaching, he was Achesen, he's macker to say Reach, he's saying how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, whatever. That's a wonderful thing. But he asked them, what's going to be if I tell them I'm 99 years old and Hashem commanded me to make a bris mila, to cut myself into one, and a little baby, 8 days old, you have to cut off the earl already then, the little baby is helpless. So people are going to get turned off by that. You know, my whole attraction, look at Chila, the whole attraction was that the ways of the Goymar Azari is dick, and this, our way is a beautiful way. But now that the people find this out, I'm going to lose and be a machin's people tax confession. So I'm willing, maybe, to forego the schar of the bris milah to be able to be machnas people. Tachas kanfei hashkina. Honor and Eshkol told him, "You're right. Don't do it." Mamre told him, "No, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do it, you should do it." That's why he asked him. He was willing to go against the word of Hashem to be machnas people. Tachas kanfei hashkina. He wants the time to ask the shot over here why Avraham Avinu wasn't a kind until he had a tzibur, because his whole attraction in taking in people to Aras Kanpi Ashkina was the Midas HaChesed, the Midas HaRachmanis. So on his own, he didn't want to be a kind of bris mila. Even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him, he was misukin, should he go against the word of her before HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him. He did it l'shem shemayim. He didn't want to be a kind of bris mila to be able to be machnas people to Aras Kanpi Ashkina. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Love Yeshua starts Mesa Shabbos.
8:15. Yeah.
Very nice.
Shabbos.